Welcome back, guys. I missed you for a few days. We're back with the Captain's Log. My guest today, Daniel Dragon, cleanourworld.org?
.org.
Yes. That's interesting. I love it. So is this a clean world outfit? What are you wearing?
This outfit is just related to the weather this morning,
it's
Brian.
It's so cold in Florida, right?
It's only 46.
Yeah, I woke up this morning early and I got on my bike and then I went back in the house and I got my winter coat on. Because it was so damn cold.
Out of curiosity, I was looking at the warmest places in Antarctica. It's 68.
Really?
For real.
Today?
Not today.
Oh.
But that's the record in Antarctica. So, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm always interested. I try to do a lot of things with, as you know, I'm a commercial fisherman. I haven't been commercial fishing for a long time, but I do love the environment. I love the commercial fishing industry and obviously the beaches and everything that our ecosystem has here in Southwest Florida with the 10,000 islands and all the beautiful beaches in Naples. And your goal, it's a new organization, yes?
Yes. My friends and I got together and we decided we want to help. I know there are a lot of organizations that help in cleaning the environment.
Right.
And, but we live here. We love this place.
Absolutely.
For a reason. We're by the beach. So, and we have these beaches as the top 10 beaches in the world.
Absolutely.
So we want to keep it that way. Therefore, we want to get together and bring in as many people as we can to help clean the beaches.
And you're obviously, judging by the accent and the clothing, you're not from Florida. But how long have you been here?
I have been here for 16 years now.
Okay, good. So you've been here a long time. I've been here 21.
I wanted to make a comment on, it's really an honor to be on your blog, on your log, because
thanks, man.
You have famous people here normally and funny people. I'm not that funny. My wife thinks I'm hilarious.
She does? Well, that's good, because that's a good start. At least somebody does. Usually the wife thinks you're the least funniest.
Yeah, and to tie that in with where I'm from, our first date, my wife and I asked me, what's up with this accent? I said, what accent?
It's fake.
It's not an accent. You know, when I was young, I had a speech impediment.
Oh.
I was speaking Romanian.
Okay.
I'm still recovering from that.
I like
so
it.
She
I like
thought
it.
That was hilarious. Anyway,
that was good.
I've been here for quite a bit. I do love this area and the beaches here.
So,
and
what got you into the idea that you wanted to start a new? It's you're shooting for the goal of a 501c3.
Yes.
I've been through the steps myself, so it does take quite a while. How long did you start the organization? How long has that been?
It's been a couple of months.
Okay.
And it started off with a concert I went to, where after the concert, people started picking up after themselves. There were golf carts that came in and dropped trash bags, and everybody started picking
nice.
Up the trash.
On the beach?
That was not on the beach.
Okay.
That was at a concert.
Oh, okay. Like, and it was a festival.
Correct. And
yeah.
I loved it. I loved the idea so much. Everybody was participating, and I said, we should always do that.
Right.
Why don't we always do that? Everywhere we go, pick up after ourselves.
I have a little superstition. So
what's
my grandfather
that?
Always used to say, I fish a lot, and he used to take me fishing. So he'd say, you always have to leave the place that you're fishing cleaner than when you got there. You never, not only do you not leave anything behind, you have to pick up what's there.
I agree.
Because you use the environment, you use the fishing, you enjoyed everything.
Yep.
So clean it up so the next person can, even if you didn't make the mess. So I do. And I really do believe in that. And I just think that with Naples, Florida, we have some of the top beaches in the world. What's the guy, Dr. Beach? He gave us the top 10, right? We got
right,
the top
yep.
10 beach. So
we're proud of that.
It's beautiful. We want to keep it clean. And I think that, you know, more organizations are doing that, the better. It's there's never enough. There's always you're always looking, I'm sure, for volunteers to meet up. So when do you guys do it, and how can people follow you
yes.
and meet up and start participating in your organization?
Sorry, I was looking down. I was
that's
sharing
okay
the,
that's okay
the
we don't
captain's
mind
log on
no
our
one yelled at me
profile.
At you they were yelling at me.
We are You can find us on Facebook.
Yep.
Look up cleanourworld.org.
Okay.
Or online, just type in cleanourworld.org.
Yep.
And follow the events. This is the first event we have, and it's this weekend, Saturday.
And where do they meet up?
We have 4 meetup points or okay. check-in locations. We're also
hey, Randy, how are you?
We'll also provide free supplies. We will bring the bags, we'll bring the gloves,
yep.
Even sunscreen and water
okay.
for the volunteers. We do need more volunteers.
So who's providing, who gave you the money to start with the bags and the screen, and how did you raise that those
we,
funds?
We started, first I went through all my friends and their businesses, and okay. I asked them if they want to be sponsors. And
right.
We do have a few sponsors at this point. We have Eco Green Cleaning Solutions.
Yep.
They helped with some of the supplies, and Village Home and Office Care. We're very happy to help with covering some of these costs.
Right.
And let's not forget Naples FL Taxi. He's my favorite
oh,
taxi
great.
Guy in Florida.
That's great.
In Naples.
And how many people in your organization now that are going to be there on Saturday? What's your estimate? So you have 4 locations.
We
so you got to have
4
people
locations.
At least.
We have 4 people. That's me, my wife, my stepson, and a friend of ours.
Okay, and each one's going to be at the each location.
Correct. Yep. The locations are Fort Myers Beach.
Okay.
It'll be Beach Access 33, which is south of Lanikai.
Yep.
Second one is Bonita Beach Park. Easy to find on Google Maps.
Yep.
The next one is Vanderbilt and Loudermilk in Naples.
Okay.
So,
okay. So they'll meet there at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on
and
Saturday.
We plan from 8 to 10 to pick up what we can find. At 10, we'll start gathering all the
is
trash
Saturday
bags
the,
together.
Saturday,
Saturday
the 20th?
The 19th.
The 19th. Okay.
19th, 8 a.m.
On the 19th at 8 a.m.
So 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. At 10:30, we'll leave and maybe meet up for breakfast somewhere.
Okay.
I do have all the details on the Facebook event. So look up for Beach Cleanup,
yep.
Southwest Florida. Our goal is to get this to become contagious.
Absolutely. How often do you plan on doing the beach cleanup?
At least a quarter, once a quarter. Probably more, hopefully. But we want to do, we start with the beach because it's easy and fun for
yep.
everyone. And we'll get involved in cleaning some other in other neighborhoods and
what's your you have a little cleaning device?
Yes, well, I am a big proponent of concealed carry of a trash picker upper. Hold on, I don't know if you
let's
can
see.
See
yeah
it
yeah yet. You gotta get it going right
there you go
let me see the little
right,
ding
there
ding
you
ding.
Go
has that one actually been used yet?
No, not,
not yet.
Yet.
That's a clean one.
It's a clean
all
one
right,
it's fresh
right. That's good.
We have some to provide for those who can't.
That's great. And those were donated by the first few sponsors that
correct.
You had that you already mentioned. That's great.
They helped in with the cost.
Yeah.
So thank you, sponsors, for that. And if anybody else wants to get involved, if you cannot clean but want to be involved, please be a sponsor.
And you're going to also, not only do we want sponsors, but we're looking for volunteers.
Correct.
So after this post, when I put it up, you'll be able to comment below and put the link on it where they can find you.
Yes.
And they can also, if they have questions, they can DM me and I can put them in touch with you.
Cool.
Guys. So you're, you know, all hooked up.
And
yeah,
as
that's
a,
great.
As a thank you for to all the volunteers that will come in, most locations, we've already figured out how to provide free parking.
Okay.
At the beach sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's problematic.
Wait, how'd
find.
You do that? Because I want to do that for my next event.
Okay.
My next event is just me going to the beach.
Well,
so how do I do it?
Right now, I'll tell you.
What's
but
the secret?
Big shout out to Lanikai.
Oh, yeah.
On Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
They provide some free parking spots.
Yep.
Right across the street, there's Norm's parking. And right next to Lanikai, Dave's parking. They also provided.
Dave's parking?
Yeah. I
okay.
think it's called Dave's Sunset. Something
is that Dave or Vave?
Dave.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
It's the accent.
It is. Definitely so, the accent. But it's sexy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's a chick magnet, right?
And, well, it worked.
It worked.
I'm married, so.
There you go. There you go. You got a real magnet. You got a magnet, lock, and key all from the accent.
Many other locations have provided or offered to provide free parking.
Yep.
All they want to identify the people that show up as volunteers to have this flyer printed and put it on a dashboard.
Yep.
And I'm going to link this. It's already linked on the event page on Facebook.
We can post it. You can also just post that in the comments as an image and they can click on it and print it up.
So with that, most locations will allow for
free
parking.
How many people do you have signed up so far? How many do you need?
So far, we have 150 signed up.
150?
However.
That's impressive.
They're interested.
Yeah,
but
how
not
many
everybody
are going?
Said they're going.
Yeah,
we have
they better
about,
be going. Everyone's interested.
50 that are said they're going.
That's
so we need more than 50.
Yeah.
And we hope to turn those interested in going.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. It's a good cause, and might as well make it a beach day after.
What's the temperature going to be?
I saw it's going to be about 81.
Oh, so you can wear your bikini and get a tan.
So that's the high on Saturday.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Much better than today.
Today is a little chilly.
So, we're excited. And let me see if I forget something.
What's the website so that people know where to find you?
It's easy. It's cleanourworld.org.
It's a good website.
Yep.
That's a good website.
So,
good domain name.
Yeah, I dabble a little bit in marketing. So.
Okay. What's your full-time business?
I'm an insurance guy. I provide low-cost insurance for the rest of us.
For healthcare or?
All types of insurance.
Yeah.
Like people insurance, not objects. So I don't insure cars or homes.
Okay.
It's life, health, disability, cancer insurance. And,
oh, great.
Medicare and a few other.
You're in the right area.
Yeah. And it's been doing great, and now with some free time on my hands, I'd like to.
So somebody is doing all the paperwork now for the 501c3.
Correct.
Okay. Are you doing that yourself, or do you need somebody? Because I have somebody who does that, and they really streamline it for you.
I'll take any help I can get.
Okay, I have to figure out where in my contacts they are, but I know I have somebody that does that.
That's awesome.
And they were very good. I did it. To five form to 501c3, and it worked out well. Yeah, they were good. They walked me right through it because it's a lot of red tape, right?
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yes,
it's hard. Yeah.
Some
organizations spend all their money trying to become a 501c3.
Yeah,
and they never even make it.
Trying to navigate through that right now, and it's we're getting some headway, but we still have some bumps in the road.
All right, great. Well, anything else you want to tell our viewers before we call it a day here on the Captain's Log?
I invite everyone.
Just
bring your friends, bring your coworkers,
and bring their friends and their coworkers
and their friends.
Bring your wives, bring your girlfriends. Who else?
And their grandmas.
And the grandmas. Anybody who can walk and clean.
Whoever cannot lean down to pick up, we have these.
Yes. We have it all. Well, no, I appreciate your time, Daniel. And Dragon, that's not a great last name, huh? No one loves that one. Daniel Dragon's my guest on the Captain's Log.
Thank you.
We had a good time today. We talked about all your positive vibes going down the beach, cleaning them up. And I wish you luck, man. I really hope we're going to push this out there and make sure that everyone comes out on Saturday. Let's shoot for 150 people.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you joining me on the Captain's Log. Hey, guys, don't forget to like and share the podcast. We're on every week. This is season 2, 2019, and we're going to turn it up this year. Be good. I'll talk to you soon. See you tomorrow, by the way. Yeah, tomorrow. Vicky Barbalo. Oh, my goodness. That's a great show. Don't miss it.